stretch of there, the main part of the house. And the next house. Oh, I'm talking about the storeroom.
You didn't have a kitchen.
We just had a dining room.
Yeah, you said that.
Or, anyway, that's where we, a big old long table, lady.
And that's what you call it.
That's what we call a kitchen, you know, that's where we eat.
But he did have a kitchen, too.
But anyway, the stove and the cooking vessel was in the storeroom outside of the house, and then they'd take it and bring it into the, what you might call a kitchen or dining room or whatnot, but anyway.
Okay, when you were little, you called it what?
The kitchen.
Okay. And what else was in the house?
Well, we had the room that we all stayed in. Well, of course, there wasn't no name, you know, back then. That was where the fireplace was.
You didn't have a name for that? You can call it the front room or something?
Oh, now, we had a front room on the other end of the house.
Yeah.
But, then there was a hallway that went through the, all the way through. It was open.
Uh-huh.
And it come from the front porch right straight to the well. Uh-huh. And the front room was north. And in our bedroom that we all us kids slept in was, we call them shed rooms. There was a shed come off from the big part of the house, and we called that the shed room. That's where all us kids slept in them, and it was a long, you know, long house, you know, and had beds, and shed room.
Okay. That about get us through?
Yeah.
Did that about get us through?
That about gets you through as far as the old houses.
Okay. Now, about how high is the ceiling in here, would you say?
Well, we have measured this.
About 9.5.
It's about 9.5 or 10 feet a foot from the floor to the top.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought it was. What would you call a woman whose husband had died?
A widow woman.
Okay. And when Miss cooked down that lard the other day, she was making what?
Making lard from brother-in-law.
Okay, well, or what did she have when she finished? Would you call it lard?
Uh-huh, it's lard.
Okay, well, when you cook
the meat.
Okay, when you cook bacon, you have what when you finish? You have the bacon, and in the pan you have what?
Grease.
That's what
I want.
Of what?
Grease.
Grease, yeah.
Okay. But by the time she finished cooking that lard and putting it up and everything and doing that crackling, her hands might be what?
Greasy.
That's the word I want. Okay. Well, oh, I found one more. You might say, he stuck a knife. He stuck a knife in the pig, and then he what? I don't know why. He what? It out. He stuck it in, and he stuck his knife in, and then he
pulled a knife back out.
Okay. Or using draw. Then he what? Instead of pulled, you might say something else.
He drove the knife back out.
Okay, that's what I want. Just have.
Drawed.
Not drawed up, but what?
Shrink to it.
Okay, that's what I want. A lady likes to put on real good clothes, you might say. She likes to do what?
To be pretty.
Okay. Well, what else would you say?
Dress up.
Okay, she likes to dress up.
Yeah.
Would you ever call it anything else?
Well,
Would you ever use something like primp?
You mean primping up?
Yeah. Would you ever say that? What would? How would that be different from primping up? Would you say if somebody offered you something at the table and you didn't want any?
Well, I'd just thank them and tell them that I wouldn't care for any.
Okay. And if you wanted to invite them to serve themselves to something, you would say what?
Just to help themselves.
Okay. And if you had some real tough meat, you'd say that meat is hard to...
It would... Well...
It would be hard to what?
It would...